Blog Talk Radio.
To be back with you here again, speak these very precious words the Most High has granted me. Yes, the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me, that unto His cause, I have some very important things, for Him that I must do. And He told me, because of what I must do, He said to me that I would accrue indeed some very powerful friends. Yes, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me. Yes, in doing for Him that which He has asked of me. He said to me that I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, yes, for that, I am utmost thankful. Again, I thank the Most High for every year that He brings near. And I thank you all indeed, I do. I thank you all indeed for listening. Well, my brothers and sisters, there's a serious need that's been called to my attention. Yes, called to my attention, a serious need that it must be understood, a very precious truth that appears in the world in which we live today. Very few really understand. We have talked oftentimes on this show about the Secret City Prophecies. Yes, those who don't know what I'm talking about, I will simply put it up in the chat. I usually have them up, but we are mobile at the moment. There's an article on my website, hiddengospel.com, Secret City Prophecies, related to so much that is related in Scripture, that quite frankly, the rulers of the earth have for a long time done all they could, indeed, to hide and blind the minds of people not to discern. But my brothers and sisters, these truths must be, I repeat, must be recaptured. The salvation of humanity depends upon it. I repeat, the salvation of humanity depends upon it. From the dawn of human fall, it has been the desire and the design, the various rulerships of this earth, and their pridefulness after their own designs. Yes, there wouldn't be so many different ideologies here in the world if it were not so. But it's been the designs of a multitude of differing political, social, sort of religious orientations, each one to establish its own ideals and to keep the people subject to our constitutionalities that would ultimately, my brothers and sisters, keep men under allegiances and even to be exploited after the designs, yes, my brothers and sisters, after the designs, varying designs that only seem wise, I said seem wise, unto men. The reason why, then, my brothers and sisters, there must be a conversion. Messiah said to his disciples, also of them to go forth and they should teach all nations. Apparently, the ways of the nation, my brothers and sisters, not the ways of the kingdom of Yah. Think about it. He said to go forth and teach all nations. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. If the ways of the various nations were the ways of the holy kingdom, there wouldn't be a need, my brothers and sisters, for men to be oriented unto the ways of one, Most High. In Hebrews 3 and 4, we find Scripture saying there, particularly in the third chapter, reflective of Psalm 95. The Most High said that a people who will not know His ways should not enter into His kingdom rest. It only makes sense, my brothers and sisters, that it would be so. But how should it be possible? Or dare men believe it is possible? That after a multitude of differing standards, I said after a multitude of differing standards, contentious in this world, the men should consider it a covenant of peace unto Yah. It simply does not make sense. As I said before, we've talked often on this show about what I call the, on my website, the Secret City Prophecies, related from Genesis to Revelation. I said relating from Genesis to Revelation, Genesis to Revelation over and over again. The fact, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has every intention to expose from a particular city, foretold, my brothers and sisters, in essence, all the way back from the book of Genesis. City, my brothers and sisters, after which he would rebuke and expose all the varying systems of man. I said all the varying systems of man world over that men all discern at once. Yes, my brothers and sisters, in the rebuke and ultimate destruction of that city, because it pronated the minds of men against the will of the One Most High. Scripture says, my brothers and sisters, because of that city's destruction, cities of all the nations know to praise Yah. Well, that tells us something, my brothers and sisters, that even to the very last days of the nations of this world, where they should have, if they had been faithful, if they had been true, if they had been desirous of divine will, they would have converted. I said, my brothers and sisters, they would have converted. Even after the will of one. But it's obvious, my brothers and sisters, this has not been done. I want you to think about it. The secret city size prophecies, my brothers and sisters, reveal that all the various social orientations of this earth are in some ways obstacles against men realizing if he were to suddenly appear, have been obstacles against my brothers and sisters, men discerning the truth of the Savior. How can institutions, zealous after their own multitude of differing allegiances, how dare men believe it's possible that a multitude of institutions after their own allegiances, predisposing the masses of the peoples of the earth, after varying worldly allegiances that contend with one another, my brothers and sisters, even so much so that many have a hard time believing anything beyond worldly status quo, how could they possibly be a covenant with the One Most High? If we think about it, my brothers and sisters, it simply is not possible. I want you to consider something. I'd like to read these scriptures to you, and there's some other scripture I'd like to give attention in Isaiah 59. We've looked at these scriptures before. I believe there's a need to look at them again. In Isaiah 25, really it is a good thing to examine all this scripture in the context of Isaiah, not only Isaiah 25, but really from Isaiah 23 to 24, 25, even 26 to 27. Scriptures like this need to be looked at in the context of Zephaniah. It says Zephaniah 2:15, 3 and 5, 6. Those verses related again about a city, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says in which Messiah shall appear. Again, the scriptures call that city, Isaiah 24, 10 through 16, called the city of chaos, the city of confusion. Isaiah 19, 18 through 25, calls that city the city of destruction. Revelation calls it the great city Babylon. Must be understood, my brothers and sisters, this city, being the most diverse city, if you will, pretty much you might well say the most diverse city in the world. Multitude of varied orientations at this city. It is evident, my brothers and sisters, that this city having in it examples of all the varied political, social, and civil religious ideals of the world, Most High from this place could rebuke the misconceits of a whole world. So the scripture says in Isaiah 25:1. When this occurs, Yah, thou art my Most High, and I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name. For thou art wonders, plans formed long ago, with perfect faithfulness. For thou hast made a city into a heap, a fortified city into a ruin. A palace of strangers is a city no more, and it shall never be rebuilt. Therefore, strong people will glorify thee. Get this, cities ruthless nations will revere thee. We've talked about many times before on this show. Revelation 16:12-21 is about, again, a city to which all the varied principalities and rulerships of the earth are drawn. And at the place, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says he will break the might and the pride of the nations. Revelation 16:12-21 speaks about one who comes to show men ultimately beyond all the how pseudo-religious constraints and mindscape their rulers. The men discern that all the foundations of all the systems of this earth have indeed been faulty. Start drawing all the king, but the word for king also means principles, precepts of all the nations. Drawn to one place, the Messiah should expose them all. Well, Revelation 6:12 through 7:2 through 7:17 relates to the same thing. A great earthquake, my brothers, is a word that will shake the world, the very foundation of the whole world. Begins with what happens at that city, my brothers and sisters. The kings there will be running for cover, saying, "Hide us from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne. For the day of his wrath has come, shall be able to stand." Meaning, since the rulers have done everything they could to hide, deny perverse science, and destroy the knowledge of the truth, all of them found treacherous and obstacles against the will of one They must all be exposed. People, my brothers and sisters, who convert after the will of Messiah when he comes and reveals it. The people, my brothers and sisters, that first 104,000 and then many others might be converted into strong people. Converted, confirmed, sealed, steadfast under the kingdom of Yah. And it's not possible that this should be. My brothers and sisters, it's not possible that this should be if men seek to maintain all the varying standards of this earth. So all the systems of this earth and all their partialities must be exposed, must be, my brothers and sisters, recognized as frailties, short-sightedness, barriers, obstacles against men discerning the greater truth. Because as the Most High told me, every lie man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater dimensions of truth. Well, let us consider what this means. Since all the varied institutions of man after which men have declared their allegiance are pronated to declare their allegiance, oftentimes act as obstacles against men seeking or even discerning the need for the greater truth, our brothers and sisters, how can they be a covenant with Yah? It simply is not possible. I repeat, it simply is not possible. Whatever would impair or impede men's capacity to believe the good truth, because a lot of people turn around and simply say, I never heard that before. Well, the scripture says there's a truth, my brothers, your ruler does not speak to you concerning. And men say, my brothers and sisters, will not open their hearts because they so heavily believe and trust in worldly status quo. Most time, my brothers and sisters, I is far better than that of his people. And the question we must ask is this. When Messiah appears, who will be prepared to believe him beyond all this? Listen to this. 25:4. Speaking of Messiah, I mean, as the scripture says in Isaiah 9, to be a savior to those who return from transgression. One who defend and guard those who return from transgression. It says in 25:4, thou hast been a defense for the helpless, a defense for the needy in distress, a refuge from the storm, a shade of the heat, for the breath of the ruthless is like a rainstorm against a wall. But it's Isaiah 59, those who return from transgression, the world seeks to make a prey. Seeks to oppress. Like heat in the drought, thou dost subdue the uproar of the Asians, about among the nations of the Gentiles. Like heat by the shadow of a cloud, the song of the ruthless is silence, meaning that, think about it, the gospel is one word to all the nations, but if the nations are divided, how do men believe that what they taught is the gospel beyond the nations? Sounds to me like my brothers and sisters, according to Isaiah 52, it says how beautiful over all the mountains then are the feet, the dominion of him who preaches glad tidings, publishes peace. You say, ah, Yah reigns. Meaning that the various standards of the nations, my brothers and sisters, are not that gospel. How then, my brothers and sisters, since nations have established constraints, brothers and sisters, constraints even pervading the churches, that many don't discern beyond the obtuse variant, polytheist even, double-minded, vows, and allegiances of men. How shall men say, my brothers and sisters, after such as this, that the soul can perfect? My brothers and sisters, whatever men are subject to institutions that will never tell the whole truth or will always twist it. None of these, my brothers and sisters, are salvation. All are the sons and daughters of darkness, whenever they are subject to institutions that will blind their minds. He said, therefore, Isaiah 25:6, the Most High will prepare a lavish banquet for all peoples on this mountain. In other words, to prepare a place whereby he might teach his people. A banquet of aged wine, choice pieces with marrow. In other words, my brothers and sisters, refined, able to deliver the soul. And on this mountain, he will swallow up the covering which is over all the nations. In other words, he will show forth a greater light that exposes all the variant constitutionalities, social orientations of men, my brothers and sisters, which you kept most and realized the need to seek more. You will swallow up the covering which is over all the peoples, even the veil which is stretched over all the nations. My brothers and sisters, every one of these institutions is partial and imperfect. Defying the command of the Most High, as they're defying the command of Messiah. What did he say? Go forth and teach all nations everything he declared. Whatever my brothers and sisters would be defiant against men discerning their fullness, as my brothers and sisters, by no means salvation, but it's in every case, every such case, an obstacle. There's a reason why the scriptures tell you you must overcome the world. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, there's a reason why the scriptures say we must overcome the world, because the world's multitude of differences is not revealed perfectly, but of one. Isaiah, continuing in the 25th chapter, he says he has swabbed the covering with over all the people, even the veil. How about the misconceived, cross-sighted misorientation that is stretched over and blinded all the nations? He will swallow up death for all time. This is the ways of sin, the ways of division, the ways that are not peace, the ways that divide men against the will of one. My brothers and sisters, cannot be life. He says, Yah will wipe away, wipe tears away from our faces. He will remove the reproach of his people from off all the earth. For the Most High has spoken, and we also recognize again, my brothers and sisters, what is the will of one. People of my brothers and sisters will be true to that will. May indeed, brothers and sisters, be saved and revered and renowned in all the world, for they are the vessels of the Most High. It will be said in that day, behold, this is our holy one, even the righteous whom we have waited. He might save us. How about make us one? Heal us. Deliver us from all those who would divide us, who would blind us. For the Most High, say, but this is the Most High, the one who the Most High has sent, for whom we have waited. Let us rejoice. I will be rejoined, my brothers and sisters, as one. Be glad. How about my brothers and sisters, of one mind in his salvation and his healing? Yeah, brothers and sisters, the healing of the mind is beyond every misconceit that is divided. The hand of the Most High will rest upon this mountain. The hand of the Most High will have rest and peace, establish peace upon this mountain. And Moab, my brothers and sisters, think about it. When coming out of Egypt, Moab sought to set up all kind of obstacles against Israel attaining the kind of conduct necessary to enter the Holy Land. That means that whatever institutions of man have acted as an obstacle against the awakening of his people, to claim the land of promise after the true knowledge of Yah, my brothers and sisters, all these obstacles shall be overthrown. Says Moab should be trodden down in this place. The straw is trodden down in the water of a manure pile. And he spread out his hands in the middle of it, as in a swimmer spreads out his hands to swim. Another way, we will cast aside every obstacle. And the Most High will lay low the pride of all those, our brothers and sisters, those who seek favor after their own hearts, after their own designs. My brothers and sisters, Lord, lay well low the pride of this, of every institution of man, and the trickery of deceitfulness men have conceived of their own minds, hearts, and hands. And the unassailable fortifications, in other words, those institutions of man would seem that none could challenge. He says he would bring down and lay them low, cast them to the ground, even to the dust. He must remove the obstacles, my brothers and sisters. He must remove the obstacles. And in that day, my brothers and sisters, our people should see clearly how to return to the one Most High. Isaiah 26 says, in that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. Then the people who praise Yah and honor him will have a strong city. This is the one who also rebuilds Jerusalem, according to Isaiah 44. He will have a strong city. He sets up walls and ramparts of security. He rebuilds Jerusalem as it is meant to be, a city of peace, preparing the hearts of the people that are there, the brothers and sisters, the synchronicity, the mutuality in his law. So open the gates that the righteous nation may enter. This is from brothers and sisters, even the nations that will be confirmed to remain faithful. The scripture says in Isaiah 59, says, covenant for this people shall not depart from their mouths, nor depart from their mouths, their descendants. Henceforth, even forever. He said to these people, he said, the steadfast, those who are steadfast after his will, he said, we're keeping a perfect peace, keep them perfectly in a covenant. Messiah himself sitting upon the throne to assure it. Because you're keeping perfect peace, those who are trusting him. So he says to his people, trust the Most High forever. For in the Most High, we have an everlasting rock. He bring low those who dwell on high, in other words, the false rulers, who rule over mankind. Those of the unassailable city. How about all the various social orientations that men thought were too powerful to overthrow? He will bring it low. He lays it low to the ground. He casts it to the dust. And though his foot will trample it down, the afflicted, the steps of the helpless, will trample it down. Those who, let's just say, put it this way, my brothers and sisters, sought to oppress the peoples, even those who are helpless. How about Isaiah 26:7? The way of the righteous one is smooth. It says, O upright one, the way of the righteous are made smooth. So they make put the places straight. He said, oh, the right one, he will make the way, he will make the paths, put the places straight. Low places should be made plain. In high places, my brothers and sisters, should be brought low. The Lord says he makes straightway paths for people to see the true will of Yah. Here it says they will cry out, O upright one, same thing as O righteous one, make the path of the righteous level. Same thing I was just telling you. Isaiah 26:8. Indeed, while following the way of thy judgment, so Yah, we are waiting for thee eagerly. In other words, looking for the knowledge of his ways. He said they have waited the one who would make it all plain. We wait for thee eagerly. Thy name, even thy memory, is the desire of our souls. In the night, my soul longs for thee. Indeed, my spirit within me seeks thee. Mm-hmm. My brother and sister. This is the word that the righteous will say. In the night, yes, my brother and sister, will say that in the night, that their song, their hearts, their souls, have longed for the will of Yah. To seek him diligently. When the earth will experience thy judgments, what he has said of old, the inhabitants of the world, then will see his righteousness. But the wicked, my brothers and sisters, they are those who we need to talk about in just a moment. God told me that early on that some would rather believe a deceiver than they believe they've been deceived. My brothers and sisters, there are those who rather believe a deceiver than believe they've been a long time down. Blinded against the knowledge of the truth. There are those, my brothers and sisters, I dare to say to you, I regret, I wish this were not so. There are those, my brothers and sisters, who are so willing to believe as a deceiver. They prefer to believe, my brothers and sisters, those who have kept them blind, rather than believe, my brothers and sisters, that they have been blinded. Brothers and sisters, woe to those who would blind, obstruct, stand against the awakening of our people unto the will of Yah. For whoever would be a soothsayer to comfort the people in after such vanities, my brothers and sisters, seeking prestige from men, beguiling those they were wise after so much folly. I can only say, my brothers and sisters, these are not men who have a love of God in their hearts. But I never said you should lie about his will, that his people should awaken. I can only tell you that the people, whatever it is, whoever would call it their avocation, lie the people, the fatally flatter the people, my brothers and sisters, they have not the love of God in their hearts. I said, if you love him, you would keep guard, maintain, and defend his will. I didn't say lie against it. This is who would lie to the people, to divide the masses, to pronate their minds, not to be willing to accept the truth. My brothers and sisters, they have not the love of Yah in their hearts. is just a bunch of hateful bastards. I'm just telling it like it is. What does Scripture say about those, my brothers and sisters, who would not know his ways, who would not receive his discipline, the discipline of the Most High? You say they're bastards and not his sons. These are the ones the Scriptures speak about in Isaiah 30, saying, that would say, turn aside the word of Yah from us. Turn aside the prophets. Prophesy lies rather than the truth. Those who despise the truth of the Most High, brothers and sisters, and trust in oppression. Scriptures again call them false lies. What is the law and the instruction of the Most High? Well, my brother says, whose sons do you think they are that if granted the opportunity to see the truth of Yah, we're continually rejecting? So men say, my brother says, wiser for the Most High because they refused his will? Is that the favor, brothers and sisters, that grants men favor? I say amen to think again. The Most High has already said it. Think about it. Messiah himself said, I made no request in the world. Those who rather believe in multitude of contradictions, my brothers and sisters, are not they who are of his faith. I said, those who prefer to believe unto to the contradictions are not those who are in his faith. It's time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. It's time to recognize the facts. Recognize what in fact would be redemption and renewal of the soul. He said, the wicked are those who, if they're shown favor, even granted opportunity to see, choose not to learn righteousness. He deals justly, and would deal unjustly, even the land of a like this. Offer the opportunity to tell the truth, they still wouldn't do it. I see the truth, they prefer not to see it. Such as these, my brothers and sisters, do not perceive the majesty, the sovereignty, the honor that is due to the One Most High. Yeah, when their head is lifted up, they refuse to see it. But they shall see, when they see the zeal you have for your people. And they should be put to shame. Indeed, fire will devour thy enemies. We need to talk about this, my brothers and sisters. Side you, my friends, if you seek to do everything you command. Also, do not, and only seek to uphold whole part of the word, not the whole word. My brothers and sisters, have they been habitations of the Spirit, channels through whom most we could see the pure, perfect light, or have they been obstacles against all? So much very precious truth, simply because they see part of the way rather than all. To divide our people after a multitude of difference rather than one way. Isaiah 26:13. Oh Yah, thou wilt establish peace for us. How about the perfect way? Because thou hast performed for us all our works. In other words, the Most High has declared clear to his people all that should be their ways. Oh Yah, our Holy One, other masters beside thee, it says, have ruled over us, but now through thee and thee alone, we confess and make a vow to thy name. My brothers and sisters, all those who are redeemed will have to make admission of the need to overcome, transcend the varying standards of this utmost perilous age. Blessed are they who will understand it and offer the opportunity to turn to truth. Do so. Here, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand the reality. As I said to you before, I've spoken before of concerning this on this show. Many years the Most High told me that the institutions of man are only an illusion. They're not his covenant. How could they be a covenant when they're contentious one against another? Tell me, they're only a social orientation. So, what my brothers and sisters, the various stylized ideals that men establish, they be counted wise for other men. Trust me, my brothers and sisters, the Most High knows the difference. I repeat, trust me, my brothers and sisters, the Most High knows the difference in the ways of his kingdom and the ways of the nations of the earth. How dare men believe they're converted to Yah accolades of other kings. This doesn't make sense. Truth of the matter, brothers and sisters, the world has not converted. Regardless of what we tell you. There will not be need, brothers and sisters, to convert all nations in the latter days, as the prophecies have said, if these nations unto Yah are true. They are not true, brothers and sisters, so Messiah has to come and revive what indeed is divine conscience in the earth. And blessed are they will understand it. Some people say, my brothers and sisters, all the time, they are true to the word, that they believe they keep have kept Torah, have kept the law. My brothers and sisters, I question heavily. Think about, I question that concept heavily. And I'll tell you why. Isaiah 48 says, when Messiah appears, he will come saying, oh, that you kept my commandments. Then your peace would have been as a river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. Do we see perfect peace in the world? How do men believe they've kept the covenant when, my brother and sister, is definitely not certain after the ways of the nations that men could even maintain peace, agreement, and the truth among themselves? But it's time to explain what the scriptures really mean when the scripture says the word of Yah is living, sharper than two-edged sword. Hebrews 4th chapter, 10th, 12th verse. He said, the word of Yah is living and sharper than a two-edged sword, able to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. How many of us have considered the real meaning of that scripture? It means that the word of Yah is more than something on, let's just say, ink printed on paper. It's more than words, even if they were chiseled into stone. My brothers and sisters, the word of Yah is that living word. Is, my brothers and sisters, the essence of truth. But the Most High himself, according to Jeremiah, hey, read Jeremiah 31:31-36. Hebrews 7, Hebrews 9 reiterates the covenant the Most High says that he would bring to bear ultimately upon his people and revive it upon their hearts in these latter days. He said, I will write, describe, elucidate upon, teach, explain my law upon the minds and hearts. You should be my people. My brothers and sisters, dare men say that after their carnal minds just simply reading what's upon a printed page, that without the Spirit of the Most High, men may discern the essence of ideals that come from a much higher mind. My brothers and sisters, I dare to tell you, there's no question about it, if the Most High does not explain to you the higher essence of his word, we need to look at the effect of this across the world. 45,000 denominations claiming to be true to the words of the Bible, but nevertheless, just as many differing interpretations across the world. My brother says, that's not the living word. Let me see if I can explain what I mean. When scripture says the word of Yah is living, it means it has a distinct personality, true to what is divine character. Even the eternal design and desire, when concerned with what is pleasing to the Most High himself. It is, in fact, my brothers and sisters, considered sin if any man misinterprets or in any way misadministers that word. Many, my brothers and sisters, you need to understand, when Messiah comes as king to declare what was intended from the beginning, that all the various institutions of man be rebuked, reproved. He said his people are sworn by his name in Isaiah 48, but not in truth nor in righteousness. He said he would not give his name, he would not confirm such inadequacy, nor will he give his name, my brothers and sisters, to those who will function after the will of another. So he must refine his people. He said for that purpose, Messiah must be sent. Read Isaiah 48 through 49th chapter and understand the point. It says, who is there among you who can declare these things? Scripture says, this is the one the Most High has declared and loved that he might expose the confusions of all the various misrepresentations among men that is spiritually called Babylon confusion. And there's confusion, my brothers and sisters. When we see so many different institutions saying something different, but never speaking the whole. And most people never realize they never heard the whole truth. The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. After what is it that men have suffered under all these institutionalities? Not discerning, my brothers and sisters, fully. Most have, I would have a heart and mind of men to understand. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, it's time to understand the reality. The true holy word of the Most High is not subject to human will. But my brothers and sisters, after the unchanging will of the Most High, it, the holy word, the true word of the Most High, the true essence of what is divine meaning and intent, will discern the true nature and intents of every living heart. Even, my brothers and sisters, discerning whether men truly have a desire to please Yah or not. And I say this, I mean, because many say that they are Hebrew Israelites, say that they are true to living to a living Torah. If the true living word, my brothers and sisters, is wide beyond all our personal, diverse personal aberrations. My brothers and sisters, yes, the holy word, the true essence, the thoughts of the Most High from the beginning, eternal. Discern, my brothers and sisters, the thoughts and intents of every heart, whether men seek to be true to the Most High, consistently true to Him or not. And think about it, my brothers and sisters, that consistency is absolutely necessary for there to be a holy and everlasting kingdom. Blessed they will understand it. Revelation 19 said He had upon Him a name which no man knew, but He Himself called His name the Word of Yah. Out of His mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, a word like a sharp two-edged sword. And my brothers and sisters, He said, like a rod, it was a word like a rod of iron, strict discipline, was smite. Yes, my brothers and sisters, smite to reprove for righteousness' sake all the nations. This attests to tell us that the nations of this earth, my brothers and sisters, have not converted. Don't let anyone trick you to believe that they have. It didn't say that was, in fact, Revelation 18 says, all the nations have run drunk the wine of Babylon's wrath. All nations have been drunken after their own misconceits. No nation, no denomination on earth, till Messiah appears, has been the full revival of what from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, the early church knew. Therefore, I said, all the early church knew. Messiah comes to awaken as the rememberer, if you will, to show man again all these things. And those who are under institutions and never prepared them to understand this, well, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, all those who have been under such institutions have only been in bondage. Like I said, there are many who rather believe a deceiver than believe they were deceived. Many rather believe a deceiver than believe after such deceit that they were damned. Scripture says in Isaiah 11, relating what is in 2 Thessalonians 2, that those who believe these lies would be damned. These obstacles, these pretenses would be damned. The Messiah has to come to expose them all, that unto Him every nation shall seek, that His rest and His peace shall be honorable, even glorious. Rulers didn't tell you that, my brothers and sisters. They never prepared you truly the gospel. They said the true word of Yah is precious. Yes, indeed it is. Precious because it's extremely rare. And my brothers and sisters, the Most High sends prophets to speak what others would not. So I have to ask a question, since the Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. How is it, my brothers and sisters, there's so many diverse testimonies of impurity and completion off as one choice? False prophets, my brothers and sisters, are those who will never tell you the whole truth, that they can leave you subject to someone's misimaginations. Many can be offended, my brothers and sisters, in the day to find out that Most High is not kidding to them. It's personal idolatrous. If you're offended, my brothers and sisters, to find that the Most High, He doesn't always be exactly who He is. All that people are proud of, my brothers and sisters, we have to ask ourselves a question. Have we discerned how in all things to agree, how to obey Yah, love one and trust one another in His name, true to His will, holy, consecrated, true, the name and the perfect will of Yah. The Torah, my brothers and sisters, the law of the Most High is unto peace, unto a common understanding. The world has not had that understanding. We need to ask ourselves, what does it really mean? In the book of Isaiah, in the 59th chapter, we find the scripture saying that the way of peace. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 59. We go there quickly. Isaiah 59 speaks of the ways of these present nations. Even the ways, my brothers and sisters, of people grown proud, but in so many ways quite blind. Isaiah 59, the way of peace, they know not. Men have not known the way of peace because they have not known the true way of the covenant. Everybody wants to interpret it differently. They cannot agree. Have they discerned the way of peace? They cannot agree. Have they all functioned after the Holy Spirit? Scripture says man is in a perilous situation now, my brothers and sisters. It says the way of peace. The truth of the covenant. The path after which we should agree, after the will of one, as declared from the beginning, men have known not. Says there's no judgment in their goings. Scripture says men have made themselves paths, but they've made them crooked paths. He says whoever shall go therein shall not know peace. It means the various denominations, various nations of the earth, after the paths of which men have created and called it wise. Most High did not say, my brothers and sisters, they would know the perfect way. Nor did he say they would know righteousness, nor they would make themselves peace. Brothers and sisters, no man can make a savior. A savior, my brothers and sisters, is one the Most High created. The Most High must create. But the Most High must grant to the conscience, the mind and heart of a man, discretion of his will. My brothers and sisters, that no man can give. Even if a man can speak it, to discern it rightly, demands the gift. Or dare men say that carnal mind quickly discerns what is declared after a conscience the Most High himself inspires the heart of a man to conceive. It says, because men have not known the way of peace, made for themselves crooked paths. How about paths that obstruct their walking straight way after a way that is right? Well, peace is not known. How about men have known only ways, our brothers and sisters, after which they have contended one against another, and not known, my brothers and sisters, the straight way, the Most High declared, that would lead man straight along a path of righteousness. So it said, therefore, judgment is far from us, justice far from us, neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, we behold obscurity, seek for brightness, and we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night, as if it's 9:10. When desolate places as dead men. Strong scripture. We roar all like bears, prideful, and mourn sore like doves. We look for justice, judgment, but there is none. For salvation, and it is far from us. For our transgressions, how about my brothers and sisters, how many ways men have transgressed against divine law? And men have given allegiance to it after their various institutionalities, national, political, social, and pseudo-religious, are multiplied before the Most High. And our sins testify, the divisions that we are testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and that's for our iniquities. They're all we know. Transgressing and lying against the Most High, departing away from Yah, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. What would be, my brothers and sisters, the way of justice, men have not seen, and turn away back away from it. Justice stands afar off, but truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth is hid. The heathen will depart from evil, makes himself a prey, want to be oppressed by the God. Most I saw it, and it was displeased him. There was no justice. No justice for those who were turned toward righteousness. Everywhere you look, when men turn toward righteousness, the wicked seek to keep men under wicked constraints, lawless constraints. You know, there was no one, no man, one, there was no intercessor, no one to petition for the fullness of the divine will restored. Therefore, he trusted his own arm by salvation and his righteousness sustained him. Put on righteousness as a breastplate and helmet of salvation upon his head. He put on garments of vengeance for clothing. He was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries. How about everyone who will stand against the standard he raises? Fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, those who will keep the fullness of his command. And the islands and nations he will pay a recompense. The punishment, brothers, is those who will stand against his people discerning his will. So they revere the name of the Most High from the west and glorify him in the rising sun, in the east. When the enemy should come in like a flood, in other words, setting up a multitude of fallen standards, the Spirit of the Most High, even the Anointed One, after the Spirit of the Most High, to lift up a standard against all these frailties. And then a Redeemer, brothers, is one who will redeem man from all confusion, bring men out to see on all confusion, to come to Zion for them that would turn, for the sake of them who would turn from transgressions to the Most High. And he will establish a covenant with his people even forever. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, because the world has established a multitude of fallen enemies that would impede men from discerning the presence of Messiah and the word of Messiah in truth and in his appearance. The Most High has a plan then, brothers and sisters. The Messiah should raise a standard among his people. And whoever, my brothers and sisters, would act an obstacle against his people discerning that standard shall indeed, my brothers and sisters, be considered adversaries. Enemies against the awakening of the minds of people that the Most High has chosen. The Most High will remove all those obstacles that people see clearly in the way of Yah. Well, I can only tell you this, taking this all into consideration, my brothers and sisters. I said, taking this all into consideration. How shall men believe? I said, how shall men believe that those who have been obstacles against men awakening to and seeing the truth the Most High, how can my men believe, my brothers and sisters, that these can before the Most High be counted a covenant? It simply is not possible and is not so. Blessed they will understand it in his time. For the Most High has an exceeding plan for those who will hearken to him. Unto his name, unto his honor, and unto his praise, my brothers and sisters, always. I thank the Most High every year that he brings near. Like I said before, my brothers and sisters, if the predispositions of man have acted as an obstacle, and they have, against men discerning the greatest of the Most High. And the scripture says they've acted as an obstacle, such an obstacle that when Messiah appears, the men were not here. And read Isaiah 51 through 5. Read Zephaniah 2:16-3 and 6. How then, my brothers and sisters, shall men believe the institutions that were blind minds of men against coming to reason together to discern the true will of Yah? How shall men, my brothers and sisters, believe they would have a covenant with Yah? Again, my brothers and sisters, we speak again, because we named Yah of covenant remembers ministry. Unto his might, his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah.